We can sum up our cattle markets by saying it was a wild cattle market. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. While attending Husker Harvest Days last week, I was ready to open up the markets. I opened them up and it was a wild trade. That according to Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, Morton, Illinois.
Yeah, Keith, you want to talk about wild trade. I know you're on a delay there at Husker Harvest Days. Just from the time you started reading, you know, the cattle futures trade and got done with the hogs, we've had a $2 range in both the live and the feeder cattle. So massive volatility in here. Expectations for lower cash trade. You know, I just think it's a little bit of a mentality where the funds continue to do some selling in here. They have a big long position. They're liquidating. The hedged short producers are buying back hedges on the break. So you've got a lot of give and take in this market. But expectations are for weaker cash trade. That could follow through to next week and keeping some pressure on here. If the funds decide they continue wanting out of some of their long positions in here.
Just looking over our cash cattle market last week, we saw some sales from 238 to 242, maybe a few at 244. But really, Chip, it doesn't take much to make these markets move around, does it?
It does not. And I think that's going to be something that we're faced with going forward. You know, it's been a pretty straight up move, right? There have been some corrections along the way and a lot of volatility. But I think as we go forward, given the price levels that we're at, we're just going to have to get really comfortable with these massive swings, and it's going to be hard to manage. I mean, just to your point here, with less than 4 minutes into the trading day, and we've had a $2 range in feeders and fats today.
What about the hog markets? How are they reacting, Chip?
Yeah, you know, I think the hog market's just sitting over here, you know, not even watching cattle. In the old days and years past, there would be a lot of correlation there.
Reviewing some wild markets with your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.